Today, Ezra Shem learned Daf Chav Ches and Masechta Shavuos. Some of the topics we're learning about include Nishba al Kikar va'achla. If someone swore not to eat a certain loaf of bread and then ate it, whether he can still nullify the oath. These halachas may depend on whether he said Shaloi Eichel, not to eat from the loaf, or Shaloi Echlena, not to eat the entire loaf. Ein Shavuah Chal al Shavuah. A subsequent oath cannot take effect on a previous identical oath. The Gemara discusses various scenarios, including Shavuah Shaloi Eichel Kikar Zu im Eichel Zu. Someone swears, I shall not eat from this loaf if I eat from this other loaf, thus making one loaf the Isser, the prohibition, and the other loaf, the Tanai, the condition. Tala'an Zu Bezu. He swore not to eat either loaf, conditional on his eating the other loaf. In this case, each loaf is both an Isser and a Tanai for the other loaf. Shavuash lo echalti, shavuash lo echalti, if someone swears falsely that he did not eat and then repeats the oath. Shavuash lo echal tesha va'eser. If someone swears that he will not eat 9 figs and then swears not to eat 10 figs. Shavuash lo echal eser va'tesha, if he first swears that he will not eat 10 figs and then swears not to eat 9.